This is a Stand Up New York Labs production, providing you podcasts since 2013. Welcome to What a Time to Be Alive, the only podcast counting down everything this week that made you say, "What a time to be alive." And now, Patrick Monahan, Kat Barbadoro, and Eli Uden.
Halloween.
Yes.
How's it going, everybody? Welcome to What a Time to Be Alive, the only podcast that explains why you say the thing that the title of the podcast is often nowadays. Yeah. I'm Patrick Monahan.
I'm Eli Uden. Well, no, we did that order.
Sitting in a different order.
This podcast is over.
Everything is out of whack. What's your name?
My name is Eli Uden. What's your name?
I'm Kat Barbadoro. Oh, thank you for asking.
Yeah, so we're in a different studio because there's some
gambling
conflicts going on up here now. It's more well lit, which is alarming to me. Yeah.
We are sensitive artists and need to comment on every variable that's happening because
I like being in the dark.
Yeah, I don't feel as bohemian, you know, to be in a dark room with smoke curling.
But we do have like a cool backdrop with UFC stuff on it.
That's true.
We're broadcasting just live from the UFC. If you hear any cage fighting in the background, we're at a UFC fight, I guess.
Yeah. So how's it going, guys? We good?
We're good. I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm weird today. I'm like the one where Eli was on cold medicine. This is gonna be by that because I just got a tattoo right before this.
Kat got tatted, guys.
I got tatted. Kat got a tat of a cat.
Kat. 2017.
Chat.
Yeah. This is Kat. Cat tat chat.
Yeah. Weigh in with hashtag cat tat cat chat 2017.
Go to my Twitter account, look at my tattoo, weigh in. Don't say anything mean though. Thanks. Yeah. It's on my body forever.
Yeah.
Hey, feel free to make a comment if it's positive.
Yeah. I wish more YouTube like videos ended like sound off in the comments, but don't say anything mean about me or my family. Okay, see ya. I'm very sensitive.
Act like you're saying this in person and not online.
Has there ever been like...
Sound off in the comments. Imagine you're making eye contact with me while you type it. Thanks.
There has to be like, if you get deep enough in YouTube, there has to be a video of, you know, one of these like, what's up, guys? What's up, YouTube? Just, and in the background is like his mother in an iron lung that's going away or something like crazy.
Dude.
Right? There's that dubbed video of there's an app where you can do like dubs to popular music, you know? And there's a kid who's doing that with like a... grandfather in hospice behind him.
I've seen it.
It's one of the worst videos. It's like, oh, we should probably not have these. We should just take phones away.
Have you seen that really weird video of, I don't remember what it's called. This is so great for the podcast. Here's a video. I can't remember what it's called. It's a guy with his dead mom, and he keeps her corpse in like his backyard in a coffin and kisses
it
a lot.
What the fuck? That's a video.
I'll send it to you guys.
That's a horror movie called Psycho.
Yeah.
That's what that is.
No, but he did, and I think he's foreign too. He's like, this is my mom, and like, I love you, mom, and he's like kissing a corpse. It's pretty cool. I'll tweet it out.
It's the guy from District 9, apparently.
Yeah.
It's,
there is, I will say, if anyone likes creepy, uncanny YouTube videos, YouTube user BoBeauty24, real good. Got a good dead mom channel on that one. So check it out.
Dead mom channel?
Oh, brother.
Did you guys, we're talking about creepy YouTube stuff. I know you saw a cat. Did you see that thing, Eli, yesterday about the... like the weird off like children's YouTube videos, like the algorithms that were creating.
Oh yeah, I didn't know exactly what happened.
It seemed like
I
don't have
just like fully automated children's content,
right.
Like made with no viewer in mind,
right.
By no author, solely to get clicks.
So like what a
ads.
Machine thinks that would be popular
just
for
a
children.
Robot,
it's
just
fucked
churning
up,
out kids stuff.
Yeah, it's messed up and it's definitely like unsettling, but it's also like. And I don't have kids, so that's probably why I didn't feel the alarm bells going off the way the guy who wrote the thing is like,
yeah.
It's just like, no, no, no. It's like, I don't know. I think the kid probably does like, this hurts my ears. I'm turning it off.
It was like, a little like hand-wringy, but it was like, it was fun to read the same way like a horror story is fun to read. Like, it was fun to go along for the ride with him about how like, this is like the end of our civilization.
I mean, I was waiting for it to get a little creepier just because I'm so like used to like, what's that called? A creepypasta and all that crap.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Online.
I found those videos way more disturbing.
Really?
Than that
Have
stuff.
You guys watched Pets Cop? Pets Cop is fantastic.
Nope.
I think I was pushing on it on you for a while. You should check it out. It's like at this point, I think it's admitted like a creepypasta type thing, but it's crazy. This guy made this, or whoever made it, made a fake, it's a fake PlayStation game that he says he got, you know, at like some yard sale or however they all start. And it's like it's supposed to be like an unreleased game called Pets Cop. And at first on top, it's like you're like a little funny man and you go around and collect pets. But then you go in and like all of a sudden the game, like you walk like, you know, through to put in a code and then it takes you into the second part of the game, which is like very dark and creepy and is full of references to like child murders, like real child murders that happened in the years.
Is this a game you can play?
No, everyone wants to play it, but they haven't released. Which people are wondering if it's actually playable or if it's just like a video, like an animated thing.
Right.
But I think they had to shut it down. It hasn't posted in a while. There's like a, it's on YouTube. Just search Pets Cop. Just spelled out, sounds one word. And there's a lot of references to someone named Candace Newmaker, who is she was like a troubled adopted child. And they decided to do something called a rebirthing, which is crazy shit.
Yeah, that like kills people. Did it kill her?
She died, yeah.
Yeah.
They
swaddle you in blankets and like sit on you and then simulate you being born again.
Yeah, yeah. And they swaddled her and like sat on her and she's going like, I can't breathe, I can't breathe. And they're like, hold it out. This is how we fix your brain. And then she died. And there are a lot of references to that in the game. And apparently, so it like went crazy and everyone was doing as much research as possible on it. And I think someone contacted someone who was genuinely connected to that.
So they were like, we got to stop making and, this. Yeah, like, yeah, you guys
the,
are going
I think,
too far.
I think the creator, like, who had been, you know, very mysterious up until that point, come out and was like, hey, guys, you can't harass families of...
Based on my, like, student YouTube film.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Please.
But it's great.
This is my design project for Coding Academy.
Exactly.
Anybody else watch Hannibal on NBC?
Yeah.
I think I've done it. Yeah.
Classic.
I bought a poster from that, and I was like, oh, this would be cool. I like that show. And I bought a poster, and I guess I didn't like look closely enough at it. It was like a tiny little Amazon picture, and it's like full of severed legs on the poster. And I can't hang it up anywhere, so it's rolled up.
You can't like bring a lady back to your apartment and be like, oh, it's really into Hannibal?
Yeah.
It's like, it's not really... I'm gonna call an Uber, I think. Maybe.
Yeah.
I had, in my old apartment in Austin, I had a poster. It was a Polish poster for Alien, and it's just a giant bloody rib cage with eyes. And poster was like, it was big. It was really big. Same problem, just didn't know where to put that bad boy. Yeah. It was really cool, but it's like, it's like, I ended up putting it in my kitchen because I thought that was like sort of funny. And also you can't see it if you're like, you know, you brought a date over or something. Yeah. But yeah, that stayed in Austin. I did not bring that.
I think it's
my
like,
roommate vetoed it for my New York apartment. Know, she's like, no,
I'll take it. I think that, I don't know why, I think from like just the history of Polish jokes, when you said Polish poster, I just envisioned a super fucked up poster. There's like Polish posters. It's like the
it's
wrong shape.
Wrong
yeah.
And...
yeah. It's a triangle. It's all weird.
Well, that's because you are a racist.
Yep.
Against Polish people exclusively. Pretty acceptable, actually. Make it through a lot of my life. Fine.
I mean, how dare you insult the makers of such proud inventions as the screen door on a submarine and a solar-powered flashlight?
There's a Polish Appreciation Month of some guy that thinks these are all real inventions.
It isn't, like, the idea that, like, an entire country of people is stupid is a pretty rough one to get saddled with. Like, you know, like, Irish, you're all drunks, you all, like, you have too many kids, you know, like, but it's like, no, Polish, you guys are all just dumb.
Just
it's
dumb.
Like, oh, that sucks. I'm
just
not
like
dumb.
Stupid.
Well-meaning, even. Just
right.
Dumb. Like,
yeah, it's not like you're mean. Right.
Just incredibly stupid.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's some horrible reason that I don't know. And I already feel like my foot is going in my mouth as we're talking about this.
What, the Polish?
But it seems like it's not that bad. Screen door on a submarine. That's funny. That's a funny
delightful.
Joke.
It's not going to work.
We're not hurting anybody.
Oh, water.
Speaking of delightful
Water's
jokes.
Gonna go in there.
Let's go into our first
Let us
item
begin.
This week.
Let's do it.
Number 5.
So, I think this is probably, I'm surprised that it hasn't happened before. Incredible last day at Twitter prank. Somebody on their way out the door at Twitter decided to delete Donald Trump's account. And it was down for, how long would you say it was down for? Maybe like 20 minutes?
I would say even less than that, but yeah. 15 minutes?
It was like, it was enough that it was widely noticed. But only because people are obsessively trying to @reply Donald Trump on Twitter to like own him. Like that's like the only reason anyone knew. They were typing out their like, sir, if I may, and then they realized the account was gone.
Attention, Cheeto.
The best is when they do that and
Emperor
like
Tay. saying?
Like, like somebody gets in first.
Excuse me, and then carrot man.
If somebody gets in first, then they do the thread, and it's just to some other person who happened to get in between.
That's so the best.
It's like,
yeah.
You're a piece of shit, and it's some guy who like was like, "You are bad, sir. Please resign."
I like when people get in like side comment. Like somebody tweets at Trump, like, "How about you go away, sir?" Or, you know, some shit like that. And then like some like Ohio mom replies to them and is like, "I agree. Can't get out of it fast enough." And then they just sort of have a conversation, even though they've never met.
Just yeah,
like,
just about
it's two nice, angry moms across the country.
It's a nice human moment that they share.
Yeah, I genuinely think it's nice.
It's a this is a tangent, but I think a touching personal story.
We'll find out.
Yeah.
So a bunch of my friends have, for some reason, been texting my old phone number by accident a lot lately.
Oh, yeah.
Like multiple people about multiple things have texted this guy who has my old number. And every single time they text me, they're like, "The guy who has your old number is so nice." Like, we just had like a really beautiful human moment about gun violence together because I thought I was texting you. And then I texted him and I was like, "Hey, thanks for being so nice to all my friends when they text you." And he was like, "No problem. They all seem really cool," which speaks really highly of your character.
Jesus
like,
Christ.
The sweetest man. Maybe he's like incredibly lonely and he's just like so excited when someone texts.
But
like,
that's so, that made me sound when you say he's lonely.
Body's in
he's
the
just
basement.
A nice man.
I feel like that's,
you know,
who's
what?
In.
It's Trump. You're secretly texting Trump.
Fuck.
He's secretly very nice.
Ugh. That would be the worst news to find out.
Yeah.
He's secretly like super cool.
He doesn't text.
I don't
text.
Get that.
On,
I text my friends old numbers. Now it's just this guy who he does not like it one bit.
Yeah. Most people are like, "Stop fucking texting me. This isn't."
Yeah.
You
yeah.
Know.
It sent like the first place was just like when Bitmoji was like still big, and it was just like me as
what do you
Dora.
Mean,
the
when the emoji was still big,
Bitmoji.
Oh, Bitmoji.
That's like the annoying. That's the annoying Facebook one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
It was like really big, and it was just me as Dora the Explorer, and it was like, "Hola," and he just he's like, "Not your friend. Please stop."
Whoever this is for, please don't. Please stop doing this.
Yeah.
I like this story too because apparently, like, this was somebody who wasn't even like a full-time Twitter employee. They were a contractor, which means like they must give contractors like a lot of
seems like they should have the keys, right?
Yeah.
This is, well, this is also because like they haven't they on record before been like, "Look, deleting an account is not as simple as it sounds." And
yeah.
It turns out it's exactly as fucking simple as it sounds. You hit a button that says no more and then it goes away. I just thought it was also great that he, because he lost all his followers.
He did?
He got deleted, yeah. So
yeah,
he
but
had
they,
to,
they all came back. They like yeah, they creep back up.
Yeah, I just with it. I
yeah,
wish
but
they didn't.
Then you had to like manually refollow. Do you guys
no,
follow
no,
him?
No.
I don't.
Know, but
I'm surprised how many people
no, they,
do.
No, they it repopulates with the people.
Oh,
who
I see what
does,
you're saying.
Oh,
yeah, they don't have to all go back.
Because,
he doesn't
because,
have to be like, "Hey, this is my new main because I got suspended."
Yeah, right.
And
this hey, I'm on some. I got some weird stuff going on right now. I'm gonna be posting mostly for my alt. feel free to. It's locked. Feel free to request. You know, if we know each other or whatever.
I have an alt. Post more about like games, video games, gaming.
Yeah. Post more about how much I like to eat McDonald's three times a day.
Yeah.
And how I miss it while I'm in Asia.
Yeah, I don't want to like, I don't think it deserves its own number, but that fish thing is also very funny.
Oh, it's really good.
It just dumps.
Yeah, but didn't the Japanese prime minister
he sorted
do it first?
It. He pops like a little smattering.
He sprinkles a little bit in,
yeah.
And then Trump just flips his it. Over. Also, I heard like he said he refuses to eat any Japanese food there, which like, okay, I did not think Trump was going to be eating sushi just because I know about his like palate.
Right,
but
he
like,
won't do like chicken tempura.
Yeah, you don't know what tempura is, dude? It's fucking chicken fingers. Like,
yeah.
It just. You can do it.
It's tendies.
It's tendies.
It's tendies, Trump. Come on. Eat some tendies.
This is just another example of how, like, anybody who says that he doesn't represent, we elected us, man.
That's, oh, completely.
Yeah,
he's asking for fucking ranch dressing in France. Like, you know, like,
yeah.
That, like, that's, he's that guy. That he's, you know.
He definitely has, like, a favorite shape of McNugget, too.
I don't like the ones with the points on top. Yeah. I don't like those.
I think the ones that look like a boot are the best. That he like doesn't like certain color Skittles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's
no, he doesn't like certain color M&Ms, I bet. Like that, like.
Yeah.
What is it, blue?
I swear they taste different.
Imagining, you know how like everyone like I feel like it's a big thing like in like high school or something where somebody would be like, I can tell what color an M&M is by tasting it.
Yeah. And it's just Trump thinks he can do that.
It's Trump blindfolded doing that, getting every single one wrong, and just some assistant being like, he's like, blue. And they're like, yeah. Like, brown. Yep.
Just he's colors. Like, getting them all wrong to the point that it's like statistically improbable that you would get that many wrong in a row.
It's almost impressive.
It's like, how did he guess the wrong one 6 times in out of wow?
Yeah,
it's
just, like, what just did I tell you, folks?
Colors that aren't M&Ms, rainbow. Like, yep, sure.
And then like, it's like, yep, way to go, sir. Just goes like, jobs, you know, or just whatever.
I just want to see. I would pay so much money to just like a show that's just Donald Trump engaging in a series of tests.
Yes.
Just like I want him to see him do the ESB test, where you have to try to guess what's on a card that you can't see. And it's just like, what do you think? Moon. Yeah.
Not even like intelligence tests, just like anything. That would be fun, but just anything, just telekinesis, like give it a shot,
like one of those mazes where you have to hold and if you touch the sides it shocks you, just anything, just
American
tests.
Gladiator, just anything.
Yeah, well, it's American Gladiators, like he did that WWE thing, that's like practically American Gladiators.
He took the world's second worst stunner in history.
What's the worst stunner?
Linda McMahon takes the worst stunner. That's canon. She's in the administration, so they're both affiliated. But his was definitely second worst. Hers is, and look, she was a lady of a certain age by that point. You don't go around slamming, you know, you got osteoposporosis or whatever. Probably you don't want
to break. Far be it from us to criticize any stunner.
Correct.
Is what we're saying.
You don't
want to
break any bones. Trump. Yeah, and they had the hair versus hair match. That was his big thing when he was in WWE, and it was like, whoever's guy won, the other guy got to shave their head.
Oh, really?
So like, I wonder if Trump's going to lose to Vince McMahon, the guy who's a carny, who is like a billionaire carny, who will do anything for more money, or will the guy whose hair is like a thing that everyone makes fun of all the time, will he actually get rid of that thing?
Yeah. Did you guys
I wonder
read
who it's going to be.
The expose about Trump's hair.
Yeah, wasn't it Ashley Feinberg?
I think so. Yeah, it was like in. I think it was.
It seems
in Gawker,
like they were right. It's like a.
It's a $60,000 weave.
Yeah, he has a weave.
Yeah, I just really like thinking about the fact that Trump has a weave. I feel like you. I feel like it's especially hypocritical to be a racist white man with a weave.
Yeah,
like, that's really unacceptable.
They clearly use all this like vocabulary just
to
like
make
comfort
him think it's
a
not
white
a weave.
Man. Yeah, they're like it's like micro braiding. It's like you're getting a weave put in, dude.
Guys, do your tracks itch? Come on,
whatever it's called, we can all admit. It looks good.
It looks great.
It's a look.
It looks like real hair. It looks like it's not a weird thing going on.
It's not made of cotton candy.
It's not something that people comment on, so it's seamless, you know?
Yeah. I like how it's like a similar cut. Like, it kind of looks like it's just tendrils from his head that are just thin, fleshy tendrils.
I feel like it looks like if you put your hand in it, you wouldn't feel anything, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it would just be like a cloud.
I mean, the one thing I will give him credit for is that we could ask Jimmy
roasted.
We got him. But one thing we could I gave him credit for is that he got on the train of like fixing his hair before it got out of hand, because like he's had weird hair forever.
Yeah.
And it's not like one of those things where like an old person just has jet black hair one day after having gray hair.
Yeah.
Or like a bald guy just has a full
head
of hair.
He didn't do like a Piven where he was like bald and then suddenly not bald.
No, what do you mean? It's always been like this. Like, you didn't even try to camouflage it at all. You just,
Yeah, I love when somebody just gets like all new teeth in. Like Tom Cruise or Ben Stiller. Like when you see like Something About Mary or Ben Stiller, which is, I think, the second reference I've made to Ben Stiller's weird, old, fucked-up teeth in this podcast for some reason.
Wait, I thought you were talking about... Isn't Matt Dillon the one who gets the big teeth in Something About Mary?
No, Ben Stiller's genuine teeth.
Oh, okay.
Like his real...
His real
but
teeth.
But in the
teeth
movie,
in his mouth.
In the movie, Matt Dillon gets those big teeth.
Yeah, that's where he got the idea, probably.
Cough it up,
he's
chappers.
Like, those look good.
Yeah, I just love, like... just the idea of getting all new teeth. But it's like that Casey James Salango bit, who... very, very funny comic, good friend. He has a thing, I'm just kidding. That's like his big goal in fame, is to be able to buy all new teeth, just, like giant horse teeth.
Every single one.
Yeah, yeah.
That's why I have a lot of respect for Cardi B for rapping about getting new teeth. Like, it's just like,
got new teeth?
Yeah, she got new teeth. She had like a snaggle tooth.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's like aspirational. That fits. Like, I can afford it.
Yeah, exactly. It's like,
It's not like, it makes sense that, it's different when it's like or even just a person walking around, like in a retirement home or something. It's like, oh no, I've always had jet black hair.
Right,
like,
right.
What? Like yesterday? What are you talking? You know?
Well, now we have. Now you can be like, oh, it's my glow up. Like, we have like a term for it. You can like pretend that you don't have to deal with the fiction of oh, we're looking at Cardi B's old fucked up teeth.
Oh yeah. Does that have anything to do? She has she her voice sounds weird. Does she is the teeth sort of like she
I don't know
has like kind of a
I appreciate like that you're looking to me like you think I would know the answer.
Well, you said you're the only person who said you liked Cardi or you knew Cardi B information.
You offer you opened
I
the
did.
Door to the Cardi B
I did.
Discussion.
I'm sorry if I made it seem like I have more of a
massive Cardi B fan.
Yeah. I'm a fan.
Her second
but...
tattoo is going to be of Cardi B. You heard it here first, folks.
I mean, you're getting me thinking. That could be kind of cool.
Be great, yeah.
This is not going to age. You're not going to be able to tell when I bought this within or got this within a 6-month period.
No. Yeah.
I got a tattoo of Gangnam Style from the video.
Dude, how many people do you think have tattoos of that?
Probably a lot. At least of like the little
I'm gonna guess
guy.
10,000.
How many is like? Does she have an album out yet? Is it just Bodak
yes.
Yellow?
Cardi B has. She has put out several mixtapes.
Yeah, mixtapes. You know. Everybody.
Her first mixtape had the cover of it was her a dude eating her out and her like
yeah.
smoking a blunt.
Oh yeah, the guy sued her.
Huh? The guy sued her?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. It's some model, and like it's not.
And they were like, "Let me take a picture of the back of your head."
I don't
no
know.
Reason.
I don't know. I didn't read enough to know exactly how the picture was taken or what like set it up, you know. But the guy is a model or something, and he sued based on like you can tell it's him because of his distinctive tattoos.
Oh my god!
And it's a picture without his permission of him, and he sued for some amount of money.
Wait, how is
I'm
it
sure
a
lot.
Picture without his permission? So was he? Just...
I think it's all like I think it's like a composite.
Like he just
out
started eating her pussy, and then a photographer
yeah,
snuck
sure
in the back of the
first
room.
First things first, I'm sure he's really doing it in the picture. I think it's like a composite photo. I don't know exactly
oh,
what's
she's
going
not,
on, but
she's not smoking a blunt. She's
oh, I'm sorry. She's
drinking something.
Drinking a Corona.
Took something.
She's drinking like cognac or something,
yeah.
Hennessy or something. But yeah.
Anyway, so that guy filed a lawsuit.
Sued. Everybody, look it up. It's a really good mixtape cover.
Yeah.
The best
mixtape cover of all time, or best album cover of all time in rap.
Big
is,
Bear?
No, Trick Daddy's Thug.com.
What's
it
that?
It looks like a webpage. It looks like a '90s era like GeoCities webpage. And it says Thug.com, and then there's like links that would be to the different webpages, and they're like. Pussy, weed, like there's different pages. Please, Shelby, everyone, please. I have so much stuff to tweet from the account this week.
I know,
tweet
we're just
that
like,
fucked up corpse
let's just
lady
have a conversation
thing.
About visual items.
Is it? It's called thug.com. Yeah. That's the one.
That is very good.
That's
that is
good.
Like the style of all the Houston Pen and Pixel stuff, which is like all those like chopped and screwed ones all have that like, there's this one that everybody likes. It's Big Bear and it's called Big Bear Doing Things. And it's just Big Bear and then two bears on either side of him.
Yeah.
And my idea that I cannot do because of cultural appropriation was to, I wanted, I thought this was a really good idea. And I'm like, fuck, I wanted to call my comedy album Lean In and then do a Pen and Pixel cover.
Oh.
Because they drink a lot of lean.
Yeah.
It'd be great. You guys don't seem stoked. I was so excited about that idea. I thought that was like brilliant.
Well, we're nothing if not honest, friend. It's good. It's good. I think it's just like, it also hit me because so many people are dying. So like that's such a problem.
So many people are always dying, man.
Yeah,
man.
I know. Like every time you take a breath, fucking baby dies or some shit that people
what?
Say does make you sad.
Did you hear that one?
That's
a weird one.
I know, but
something
that's
something his mom used to say to him.
It seems
just,
like
yeah,
the human
well,
race would be
like,
winnowed down a little bit if every time.
It's just one of those like freshman year nihilist, like, oh,
right.
Death is around. Like, fuck off, whatever. Anyways, I don't know why I got so mad about that. I really reacted strongly. Here,
well,
you know what'll get it back
like...
on the right track?
Yes.
My sample, my new hit that I requested Shelby make, but I don't know where to use it, so I'm just going to use it now.
Moon Pie, what a time to be alive.
That's my new thing. I'm
all
just going
right.
to take funny Simpsons jokes and then play them during our podcast.
I mean, it was somewhat relevant.
Yeah, it's got
just
the name of
to,
our podcast.
It's a way to stick the landing when you're mad.
Yeah. Anyways, Moon Pie.
Well, guys, I feel like we covered Trump's account getting deleted.
Yeah, he's back. Yeah.
Good
everything,
job.
Everything still sucks. We did it.
That
okay.
sounds like some Alex Jones shit. I bet he'd be like, Moon Pie, like, thinks they're from the moon. You know, like some... Anyways, thanks for tuning
Do you need
in.
To play
Number
it again?
Four! Moon Pie.
All right, so number four. This has been a developing story over the last day and change, or longer, I guess, because it's been a few days now, but it's sort of... We've gotten more details, but... On Friday, Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky was, I believe, in his yard, I think, and he got just completely form-tackled, trucked by his neighbor. And
just got fucking sacked for loss.
And he was mowing his lawn, and they say he was, like, blindsided, so maybe his back was turned. I don't know. You know, who knows?
I really do, like...
But I'm just, there's a situation...
Some fucking Bob Barker and Billy Happy Gilmore shit.
Price is wrong, bitch. Like, ideally, there's security footage somewhere of just this guy running across a lawn to the unsuspecting Rand Paul... And just laying him out.
That is like, insane. This is one of those times where like, just, I really, yeah. like, obviously we need like an impartial, dispassionate, like, press. But like, I need someone to explain this to me like, you were in a bar and you just saw it. Like, right. that is yeah. what I need. Like, I need like, okay, so Rand was over there minding his own business. And then all of it, like, I need the details.
What happened to dramatizations or whatever?
Yeah.
Like, there's probably one of those South Korean ones.
Yeah, like a weird Taiwanese, like, news reenactment of this.
When they do it, like, with bad 3D, like, yes. PlayStation 1 era. Like, just kidding. The funniest part of any, like, total blindside tackle from like whatever like World Star video watch is always like the increasing volume footsteps right before where someone's just doing it, and you just hear like poof, and just like gone. Right. It's so good.
You can just hear that in grass. Just yeah, what it yeah, sounds yeah. like to run in grass. So apparently he was mowing his lawn. Now that means he was either doing a walking mower. Or I like to imagine him getting just taken off a riding mower.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And he just pushed the whole riding mower over.
Or the mower just keeps going. Like, okay. He just hit him clean and took him off.
Yeah.
And, like, maybe kind of bumped the mower, but it just kind of kept going.
Who's his fucking neighbor? Is it, like, Lawrence Taylor?
Well, so this Terry Tate from the old viral videos.
Yeah.
Immediately everyone's like, okay, first of all, this is not really... Top level news: a sitting U.S. senator got like severely beaten. I mean, at the time when it happened, they understated the injuries. So when it happened, it was like he was minor injuries. You know, he's okay. That's what the spokesperson said. And everyone's like, well, "Who's this neighbor? Like, what's going on?" and they got word that it's this guy named Rene Boucher, which is I just realized is the water boy's name.
Where does he live?
Bowling Green, Kentucky.
Oh, yeah.
In a gated community.
That is some Cajun, like, white trash, though. Like, that's who that guy is.
It's the water boy?
It's actually the guy
who... It's literally...
It's actually Gambit from the X-Men. He missed. Yeah. He threw an energy-charged playing card at him.
Kinetic-powered card.
And then hit him with a bow staff. This guy, Rene Boucher...
That was like what was the shitty X-Men movie where like it was like Taylor Kitsch or somebody played Gambit?
Yeah,
and
that was
like fucked up.
It was X-Men Origins Wolverine.
I watched X-Men Origins Wolverine, and like hypothetically, let's say if I had torrented it, I got like a version, or like hypothetically, allegedly got a version.
Do you think the cops are listening to this?
Yes. I have a lot of cop friends and they all listen. No, I don't.
I guess the FBI is the one who's be like, okay, anyway,
yeah,
continue.
But so I didn't realize, but it was like not a final cut, so like near the final fight, all of a sudden, all the wires were visible.
Oh, that rules!
It was like temporary VFX, like all that.
It's like when they put that Mummy trailer out where there was no like sound effects, and it was just Tom Cruise going. Yeah. And he got tossed around the plane.
And it was like because that was also the one where there's like a fucked up Ryan Reynolds as Deadpool with like his mouth sewn shut, and then like they were like the rest of him I think was like partly green screen but not done yet. It was, anyways, that movie sucked.
Rand Paul not in that movie, to my knowledge. But, so they didn't know who did it. There was, like, very, you know, kind of question. The reports were not really clear. And then I guess the lawyer for Rene Boucher, or it's probably like Rene Boucher or something in Kentucky. It's probably not, like, you know, but anyway, so.
Robbie Boucher?
Confirmed that he did it.
I can't believe it's the water boy's name.
And since then, Rand Paul has, or spokespeople has confirmed he had more severe injuries. 5 broken ribs.
Fuck.
3 of which are displaced fractures, meaning the rib broke all the way through and it's not like lined up anymore.
That's massive.
And like bruised lungs. And
how
like,
big
that
is
could kill you.
Why is that not relevant information? I don't know how big. Give me some stats on this.
They're both, it's not on this thing I'm looking at, but they're both 5'8. They're not big men. And
he must be the tank at 5'8.
Yeah.
He's got that low center of gravity.
That's what I mean. I need height and weight stats. I need wingspan.
This is the real use of the clapback like emoji. Like, I need weight stats.
I need to know their ring names. So, I need to know what the entrance music was.
So you're telling me that a man whose last name is Boucher,
yep,
was surprisingly a very powerful tackler. Despite what anyone would think,
yep,
this is literally the water boy.
It is.
He just told him that's what he was drinking, Gatorade, and then the guy got so
Gatorade.
Mad.
Gatorade
water is better. He fucking cracked, yep, all his ribs.
That's what did it. So initially it was a misdemeanor he was charged with, and now it could be upgraded to a felony based on the severity of the injuries. So the motive is like it's over it. Everybody has said it was not politics because they looked up who the guy was, this guy Rene Boucher, and it's like, oh, he's a Democrat. Guess this is probably Antifa or something because people are
right
because
those are the same now,
right? And so, oh, he beat him up because he was a Republican. It's like, no, he probably because they've been neighbors for 20 years, thought he was a fucking asshole for some reason, and more.
I can
on that,
think of probably some,
yeah,
like,
yeah. And so it's these two guys. So they said it's a. It's not politics. Politics is not related to this. It's a trivial thing. People would probably think it was silly if they found out what it was. So you hear that and you're kind of like, all right, well, what's the deal?
Yeah.
And then there was more background reporting that was not from an official statement, but from somebody, I think, in the Times. It said it was due to some variation of leaf piles, lawn clippings, and shrub planting. So it's totally just like...
Get your shit
get
off
your
my
stuff
lawn.
Off yeah. my lawn. Before like I told you about this chest. Before, and presumably just built up like a pressure cooker over like 17 years, and the guy just decided enough is enough. I don't know what set him off on that day.
That's
maybe he was like, mowing into the other guy's lawn by accident.
Yeah,
right.
Rand Paul was mowing fuck you into the guy's lawn. You got decked.
No, I take care of my lawn. You take care of your lawn, pal.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
And then
this is what libertarianism is all about. Like, we take care of ourselves.
That's such a dangerous. Like, why would you tackle someone when they're mowing? Like, they're holding a thing that is like spinning blades. It's like a horrific, horrible time to tackle.
Yeah. I mean, it's.
Well, when you get overcome by lawn disputes and bags of leaves and clippings, look, who knows what you're liable to do? So, you've never been in that situation. You don't have a lawn.
So this guy, you know.
Rand Paul's on the IR now.
He's in custody probably or out on bail, whatever. But I mean, this is looking at potentially serious jail time. And the statement from the lawyer is funny because it ends. Boucher hoped the two men could, quote, get back to being neighbors as quickly as possible. It's like, it's tough to come back from you almost like you could.
I mean, that just
me.
Means that he's not saying, like, get back to being friends. He's saying, I hope Rand Paul is as close to me as possible very soon so I can fuck him up some more. Like, I hope we get back to being neighbors just means come fucking see me, asshole.
Yeah.
That's all that means.
I hope he gets drafted to the NFL. it sounds
like
the water boy.
For a 5'8". Guy, that is a monster tackle.
I guess Rand Paul's not a big dude, but
I mean, I'm just trying to think. Yeah, there's a federal law attacking federal officials like members of Congress is punishable by up to 10 years in prison if personal injury results. Like, so I'm picturing
fucking 10 years.
What gets you so mad, like, that you are seeing red like a cartoon bull, and you're like, you're willing to bring down the heat, not just the jail time and the potential charges, but like all the media attention and all that stuff for your family, everybody, to just form tackle a sitting United States senator.
Fortunately,
we live in the dumbest possible universe, and so it's not even really front page news anymore.
No,
it's been like a day, and it's like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah,
it's fine.
My guess, and this is a long shot, admittedly, but what I think it might have been is that he pooped in a catapult and then shot it at Rand Paul's house. Or Rand Paul did that to him.
That's probably
true. Rand Paul does seem like somebody who would own a catapult.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Every libertarian owns a catapult.
They own,
That's
and
why they're mad.
If you call it a trebuchet, they get mad.
Yeah, they have memes
different.
About it that's like, gun control, as long as I keep my trebuchet, I'm fine.
It's like, Rand, if you talk about ending the Fed one more time, I am going to powerbomb you through a coffee table. No.
Just watching him perm his hair through his bathroom every morning.
He always looks to me like somebody who is being dragged off of their yacht to be arrested.
Yeah.
Like, he always...
Oh, yeah.
He looks like he was... pulled out of a Coke party, disgraced, to go to jail.
Yeah,
like every picture of him is like a sweaty Page Six picture.
Yeah, like the inspiration for Wolf of Wall Street. Like, that's like what it feels like. He just getting dragged off a yacht in like white tennis shorts and like a white polo that's like way too unbuttoned.
Way too unbuttoned.
Yeah.
And just like damp.
Yeah, just damp with sun and sweat.
It looks like he wears a suit with shorts.
Yeah.
Yeah, I bet he does.
Short pants.
The other thing, the one last thing about the Rene Boucher is that people found it.
Eli wants to know everything about
people
Rene
found
Boucher.
It very, people found it very quickly, I think, because they just got the name and they started Googling him. But he apparently is the inventor of.
He's the inventor of something.
Yeah,
if you're not here, you have to see like how disappointed Patty is to keep giving me ammunition. Anyways, he's an inventor.
Yeah, all right.
So he's a 5'8 Cajun inventor.
Who's really good at tackling.
Yeah, with insane strength.
The funny twist is, his name is Boucher, but he talks like Farmer Fran from The Waterboy. He's Kyodo. He's like that. You wouldn't have expected that
I'm
part.
I'm the inventor.
Yeah, he's Paul Perdomo. He invented a series of powders you pour on meats.
Yeah.
And so, anyways, he's like a chiropractor or something. So and
Grandpa was illegally fishing his shrimp pond.
That's good. Those are my crawfish. So he invented
went to
thing.
The shrimp pond. He had no more shrimp for his gumbo. He was furious.
Yeah. The pot was already on the stove. He doesn't have a stove. He just has one large bubbling pot.
He stole going. His andouille pie off the windshield, off the windowsill.
Yeah.
He did the thing where you get brought in by like
the smell hooks your nose and pulls
you. Floats you. Yeah.
Yeah.
It doesn't really matter anymore. This guy's a chiropractor. He invented a.
He's married to an alligator.
Yep. I'll get her in a blonde wig and lipstick around the just at the very tip of the snout.
Yeah.
But it's like he has some vest that he invented that has like it's
does
like,
it protect your ribs from being cracked when he tackles you?
should have been wearing the vest, Rand.
No, I gave you that vest those... last Christmas, Rand.
Yeah, that's what it was. Is he gave him a vest as a present, and he was like, you know,
he said
it's
he would
that
take
thing.
It to the FDA to get it approved.
Yeah,
and
Rand tells him, no, he gave him a vest as a present, and Rand tells him, like, I'm always wearing it. I wear it all the time, and he wanted to
it's
see
great.
If he was
it's
really
so
wearing
good.
It. So he tackled him
oh,
in the
man.
Chest and cracked all his ribs.
I thought
ribs.
You were wearing the thing.
Yeah, I thought you were wearing my vest,
well,
dude.
Well, now I don't feel bad. Because he lied to me.
Yeah, anyways, enjoy also, those shattered ribs.
Yeah, the vest was full of rice. That was the last thing I wanted to say about the vest. That's part of the invention. I guess you can put your phone in it or something.
You make jambalaya out of it, actually, is what you do.
His lock screen is just jambalaya.
You can have jambalaya on the go. It's
you just
like the...
yeah, you just knife oh. the vest and then like pull the knife and then all the rice just streams out and you make jambalaya out of it.
It's the Nathan for you chili bit where he has the chili in his suit. Okay,
that's this escalated, you know, from Rand Paul walking out and opening his mailbox and it's just full of crawfish.
Boucher.
Oh.
I don't know why you'd be mad about getting crawfish. It's free
yeah,
crawfish.
That's a good prank. Someone pranked me that way.
Assuming they're
send
either
us
cooked
crawfish.
Or refrigerated.
Join our new. It's like a Patreon, but you only send us crawfish.
Yeah, we're gonna do crawfish. An ad for the podcast. That's Sherry's Berries, but it's crawfish.
Sherry's crawfish, the much less popular chocolate coated crawfish from Sherry.
This was not a good idea. We shouldn't have done this.
Oh, well, I already coated 100,000. Might as well try to
guys, we have a new product. We're launching it on your podcast. We're really excited about it.
Chocolate crawfish. It's like that. It's like a parody, like a novelty Limp Bizkit album. Is chocolate crawfish and the andouille flavored water, and it's like Limp Bizkit, but it's all
it's Zydeco.
It's all Zydeco. Yes. Oh, I went up and I wasn't sure I was gonna make it, and then you just dunked it home for me.
I'm sorry I interrupted. It didn't seem like you were gonna get the word right.
I wasn't gonna get it. Thank you for the assist.
So wait, what was it called?
So
again?
What it is there's a it's a tribute / novelty album.
This might already
that
exist.
Is Zydeco covers of Limp Bizkit songs called crawfish.
Chocolate crawfish.
Chocolate crawfish and the andouille flavored water.
This is
I love it.
The worst sounds ever created. That's what that would be.
Yeah, just a washboard.
Two versions of Roland, but Zydeco somehow different.
Yeah, yeah, but it's clean. It's not explicit.
Oh, it's clean. Okay,
they switch out all the bad words. Oh, I kind of want to hear that. I'm kind of sad that doesn't exist now.
I'm imagining it in my head, and it's beautiful.
Someone please at least make like an album cover for that. A weird album cover.
The weirdest version of Punk Goes Pop, like just like all those shitty albums, but is like Limp Goes Zydeco.
What is hot dog flavored water? Like I know what like chocolate starfish is buttholes.
Right.
Hot dog flavored water is
really
that one
weird. Like I'm assuming
is it piss?
I figure if it's another like genital thing,
I would think it would be it's like, semen. But that water's wrong because that's not how that is.
I think
is.
It's
what's up, my parents?
I think it's just like if you like you put your dick in someone's water and then you that's the prank.
Oh, is it just like that classic prank where you fuck your friend's water?
I don't know.
Yeah, when you have a sleepover and after your friend falls asleep, you fuck his water.
You put their dick in warm water and they have to pee, right? Yeah. Isn't that how that works?
And then they just start peeing into the cup and it gets all over your hands. You're like, God damn it.
I got you, man. I put your dick in warm water. It's like, what? What?
Yeah, you
that's
when they're
not
asleep.
How that is.
When they're asleep, you put their dick in warm water and then
assault.
You piss on their face. Gotcha.
Childhood pranks, folks.
God damn it. All right. I don't even
know what the thing was.
Shovel,
we got any, Paul we got any sense of what's going on with the water?
It's just an inside joke.
Oh, cool.
All right.
I love to make inside jokes for my millions of fans that no one else is going to know. That's classic.
Yeah. You know what else ruled about Limp Bizkit? That there was that guy, Wes Borland, who like clearly wanted to be in like a corpse paint.
Yeah, he wore the big
black
contacts.
He wore costumes.
He was like a really good
musician.
Nobody
else in the
right?
band. Yeah, he's a very good musician, I guess. And he, like, but he... He just wore a costume. Like, he was like, hey, we're going to wear costumes. And everybody's like, no. And he's like, fuck off. I'm wearing a costume.
Yeah,
and it was
weird.
Just him.
He's in, like, the white face paint and, like, the black contacts. And he's, like, incredibly talented bassist. And it's just, like Fred Durst rapping about Nookie. It's like, come on.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
You just flame
tattoos.
I mean, the
paychecks probably make it okay. Let's be honest. I mean, I think he hopefully...
He's doing all right, I bet.
He'll be okay. He's probably in some other band now, right? I don't know.
Is it? Yeah.
He wasn't drummed out of the industry.
It feels like Fred Durst, like, if you gave him, like... a Firestone, he'd evolve into Guy Fieri. Like, that's what it feels like to me.
Are Fieri
jokes done? Are we done with that?
Did
I play it out?
All right.
Think about that Zydeco thing from before. I'm stuck on it.
Just remembering the good times.
Yeah.
From 4 minutes ago.
Anyway, it's that guy and his alligator who I fucked up Rand Paul's ribs.
Yeah.
That's number
If we find out more,
something.
You know, we'll keep it updated. But, ideally there's not a... it's gone. Okay.
Moon Pie. What a time to be alive.
Classic. I won't be this close to the soundboard for the next recording.
Get your kicks in now, pal. All right, let's go ahead.
Yeah.
Number three.
Okay, number three is lovely. It's so great. If you guys remember, known international dickhead Osama bin Laden, who was killed.
Can we get like just a primer on who that is?
He is a man... Am I right? And he crashed planes into
a
building.
Diet Coke commercial?
Yeah.
Man, am I right?
Yeah. No, that was the original Pepsi commercial. You remember that Pepsi commercial they put out right after 9/11 where...
About how Osama bin Laden is a true man?
Yeah, no. Kendall Jenner offered a Pepsi to the towers and then they... I don't know where this is going.
It was Bill Maher talking about how brave the hijackers were while drinking Pepsi.
Yeah, yeah.
Very controversial.
I remember that.
That's when he kicked off HBO.
That's when he got kicked off HBO?
Yeah.
I don't remember this at all.
He was like, well, they're heroes, kind of.
Well, he didn't say they're heroes. He just said, say what you want, but they're not cowards, I think. It's something along those lines. And the climate was just not accepting of that kind of point of view, understandably. Look, he's also not funny.
He sucks. Like, don't get me wrong.
Bad
he's not
tragedy,
good.
But those were two tough cookies.
Yeah.
You know, pretty tough guys. Anyways, I don't know why we just got into discussing 9/11 in general, but...
No, we gotta get the background
Bin
Laden
in case anybody doesn't know who Bin Laden is.
You guys hear about this guy?
You guys hear about this
what
Bin Laden
nut.
Guy?
What a nut! Huh? What a
Anyways,
nut!
Anyways, he's in the sea now, so...
Guys in the doghouse, big time.
Yeah. This guy,
and by doghouse, we mean thrown overboard off of the ship.
I don't want to just do the Norm MacDonald bit.
If you believe the official
bit,
accounts.
But that's like the best Norm MacDonald bit. I was like, guy was a real jerk. Anyway, so he lived in this cave for a long time. Really, I'm talking about like, no, someone's never heard of it.
He
lived in a compound. I don't know what it is, man. I got my information.
It's a building.
I got my information
what is
from
it, what
all
is a building?
Of my racist
I've seen the documents. I've looked at the documents.
What is a building if not a
I've spoken
man-made
to the experts.
Cave? Okay, let's keep going with my number three. Anyways, they released what was on his computer in the compound that he was in, and it's fucking fantastic. It's full of, I don't know what I would have expected to be on there. I don't know what people, there's like just his own videos, just like as if there's like a bunch
of
like,
vlog. Hey guys.
Taliban,
like what do you do when you can get whatever you want, like on the internet, but you can't leave your house for like
forever, basically.
Yeah, yeah.
You can never leave your house.
You know, now like, that you've course... explained it that way, all the anime makes way yeah. more sense.
Which, that's, like, that's oh, the lead
yeah,
I've been burying.
He lived in a basement and couldn't yeah. leave.
Yeah. He had a body pillow.
Eventually you watch every movie you can torrent. There's yeah. only
well,
so
like,
many.
Naruto is designed for people like him.
Yeah. Well, all the details that the Kath is just revealing.
I'm sorry.
Kath my, is stepping all over
my,
you.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
My
here.
Things. Yeah. So he had a lot
items.
Of weird stuff, including a shit ton of anime, including a lot of Naruto, which is just the, like, I can't stop imagining SEAL Team 6 fucking kicking in the door and he's wearing
he's
the
like, wait.
He's
it's
wearing the Naruto headband, like little metal
one with
the
leaf on.
He
tries to do the Naruto run away
yeah.
from the guys.
Well, they're like, you're not going any faster.
You can't hit him, Sarge.
Yeah.
He's got those arms
substitution jutsu and throws a fucking log at them. Loves Naruto. He has Naruto on there. He's got like all this stuff. He has Charlie Bit My Finger. That's like, you know, it's just a viral video.
Well, it's weird because like they're all downloads because remember like they must be from so long ago that this is like pre-YouTube where like we'd pass around videos yeah. but you'd have to download them
how,
to watch
how,
them.
How great would it be if it was like one of the like Al Capone situations where he got like arrested for tax fraud is like how the FBI
copyright
found Bin Laden was because he was downloading seasons of Naruto off fucking LimeWire.
He got his Pakistani ISP sent him a letter.
Yeah.
And they gave him up to the FBI.
Yeah, you know.
It's like you have a, it's like this is a Cars 2 that you did not
produce. Yeah.
It's like, oh, Cars 2, really? This is it?
Yeah. But yeah, so he's got Naruto on there. He's got... like, he has a ton of video games. He has Final Fantasy VII. I don't know. Like, this is the thing, though.
It's a good
like,
game.
Do this is like before, stats. Like, I don't know if it's teach journalists. We need to know how far through the game he was.
Yeah.
We need to know what his characters were equipped with. I want to know how he was building out those stats.
Yeah. Did he beat the two weapons at the end?
Yeah. Yeah. Did he get the perfect ending? Like, I want to know all that. But Final Fantasy VII is
great.
Yeah,
like, tell us his Steam name.
What is it, Ruby like, Weapon?
Oh, I don't think they said his Steam
name. They
don't
say
but the
his
other thing
Steam
is,
name.
He had Steam, which like I think most people know, but Steam's an online gaming service from Valve. And he had Counter-Strike and apparently was playing Counter-Strike. So you could have played against Osama bin Laden. You could have been like killing virtual terrorists and literally like headshotted bin Laden.
Yeah.
So in a way, I think what we're saying is that gamers are the real heroes.
Yeah.
You got to know he'd be mad too. Like, because, you know, if you don't know what Counter-Strike is, there's two teams, terrorists and counter-terrorists, and you try to plant a bomb. And you have to know that if he was playing on terrorists, every time he lost, he was like, fuck you, I did the real thing. Like, you know?
He just goes off on some, like, 12-year-old kid who just beat
oh, yeah,
him.
It's like that copypasta. The one that's like, I'm, instead of Marine, it's like, I'm a certified terrorist with confirmed, you know, he's like, losing his mind.
What the fuck did you just say to me?
Yeah, exactly. But he had all... I just love that. Yeah, and, like, more, too. He had Naruto and Bleach, too, and Dragon Ball. So it's not even, like... He was kind of like, he was like legitimately into anime. These are like, they're not deep cuts, but it's not just like Dragon Ball Z. He like loves that Japanimation or whatever my mom called it.
I mean, he must have had a ton of porno too, right? I mean, it seems
yeah,
like
but
it
that's
seems
of course he has
to,
porno.
Right.
It's not interesting. He got a jerk.
I don't think, yeah, and I didn't look through it, but I don't think he had like weird porno. So it's not like interesting.
Do you think anybody ever walked in on bin Laden jerking off like in his like secure room? I'm just like, oh, sir. And then he's like, no.
I mean, probably.
Yeah.
You can't expect that many people to come down there. You're hiding.
Yeah.
Yeah, but somebody's got to be down there.
It's like, hey, guess what, buddy? We're sending you to flight school tomorrow. It's like, oh, come on. All right.
It's like that plot in The Wire when Herc sees the mayor getting a blowjob and
gets
promoted.
Yeah,
they just get him out of there.
Yeah.
I haven't seen much of The Wire. Herc is hilarious, though. What a tomato of a man.
He fails upward for a while, and it's pretty exciting.
He's a. I will always think
talk
of him
about
as Dom from Entourage.
Like we were talking about, like stereotypes of like European, like Irish and stuff. Everybody in The Wire, every Irish guy in The Wire is like a walking, talking whiskey bottle. That's just like the most ridiculous. But what I'm sure is there any, I think those are the big ones that he had in there. The other stuff is like, people think
really
it's
like
funny
that he, he watched the 9/11 conspiracy movie Loose Change.
Oh yeah. Loose Change is on there.
That's pretty great. I'm glad he wanted to see.
Can you imagine how surreal that has to be? Like you mastermind this whole thing and there are people that are just like, it was the government, man. And you're just like, he just sitting there going,
you know
what?
Yeah. How dare you?
Are you? You know, people talk about letting the terrorists win. Maybe the people that truly defeated bin Laden were the people that didn't believe that he did it.
No, I mean, that had to eat away at him. Who truly beat bin Laden were the people who made Loose Change and then everyone who beat him in Counter-Strike.
Right.
Yeah. Like, that's who beat the terrorists.
You got, like, they have to release his Steam username. I also, like, want to see it's, like,
they
profile.
They both stole Valor, too.
Yeah. He's just in some Discord chat pretending he's not bin Laden. Oh, my God.
Well, I like to imagine him in YouTube comments.
I mean, the thing about bin Laden that, like, people, I don't think people, like, remember is that, like, he was a rich guy who was educated in the West.
Yeah.
So, like,
he went to visit, like, the UK, and he was like, everyone here is too, he, like, something happened where in his brain that flipped, and he just, like, decided that he was going to become, like, a hardline guy.
But, like, I just feel like that he, if he wasn't motivated to do terrorism, he would just be a, like, rich fail son who comments on YouTube all day. Like,
he would just be a guy who has like 400 sports cars.
Yeah.
And hey, welcome. You know, like, like always having parties.
I feel like they may have just omitted it because it was, but he had to have hentai.
Yeah.
Probably. If he's that big of an anime and he's got, he has all these like, he, there's also a lot of,
are
like,
you saying
emulated
people who've
games.
Watched like three anime shows like hentai?
I don't know. It seems like, I feel like, also he has games on here. There's some like emulated games that are like clearly pervy Japanese.
Oh, okay. Like dating
like
sims
weird,
and
like
stuff.
Dating.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. This is, fair enough. I was going to say, like, I don't think everybody who likes Dragon Ball Z watches that stuff, but hey, who am I to say?
If you're like, trapped in a house, if you're trapped in your home for over a decade,
you're gonna explore your kinks a little bit, figure out what you're into.
Hey, I don't mean to kink shame bin Laden. Yeah. I apologize.
That's cool.
If it came across that way,
it's like when
people,
like when people get mad at you for making fun of Trump by saying he's fat. It's like, there's a lot of other things you could hate him for. Can we not focus on being fat?
Yeah.
It's like, can we not focus on Osama bin Laden's kinks? Maybe just focus on the 9/11 stuff.
Who cares if he cranked it to hentai?
Or he was mean to his wives. And it's like, okay, like, can we just, you know.
Yeah.
Everything can be bad about a bad person, okay?
Yeah, if they're bad, everything's fair game. That's what I think.
Yeah, yeah. But, so, that's number three.
He got dumped, right, when he was
bin
in
Laden
the UK.
Bin Laden,
is that what it is?
What's the supervillain origin story that like leads you just decide I'm going to become like a super fucking, right? I mean, like,
he got,
if you're not exposed to it and you're like not a, like a lot of these guys that join, you know, join up with the terrorist groups are just like losers. Like,
disaffected.
You know, they're just like,
Like,
and you know, Trump says losers, but he means losers because people who are not him are losers. But like, guys who like in the U.S. would be like, you know, like you can picture like the equivalent of, but picture that.
Yeah, because they become white pride guys.
Right.
Yeah.
So you understand because they have nothing else, looking for a group, looking for identity, whatever. I understand that. But like, if you're like a rich guy and you just decide like I want to do this thing, you know, like it's just, you know, it's weird.
I mean,
that
I think it's similar to a cult leader, like the type of people that just have like that natural magnetism, but he happened to also be like a psychopath that like are trying to kill people. I mean, it's like what Charles Manson did, like the millionth tenth degree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Starting
to
think that people are bad guys. I don't know.
When did we become such a smart podcast?
We have not become.
Anyway, number two is.
Yeah, I was gonna say we have not become smart.
Number two is a dog farted on the justice of the Supreme Court. One of the justices. I don't know. I just wanted to make something stupid.
Number two.
I wanted to do moon pie again.
Yeah. Hit me with a moon pie.
Moon pie. What a time to be alive.
So, speaking of smart stuff, over the weekend, Papa John's had to release a statement begging Nazis not to eat their pizza. That was that was a thing that happened.
It was the best.
So last week, Papa John, John Schnatter, calling him Papa John is very funny to me.
Father John's pizza.
He made some comments, about how the NFL protests were hurting his business, and he hoped the NFL would handle it better. There's rumors that he was put up to it by someone, like Jerry Jones or somebody, asked him to like kind of be like a surrogate for the owners because they don't want to say anything. Yeah. But so Papa ran his mouth off.
Forgive my ignorance. Why is Papa John like a sports guy?
He's a big sponsor of a lot of stuff.
He's close friends with I think Peyton Manning. And it came out like how much of pizza places, how much of their earnings every year are from football games.
Okay,
it's like a huge part. So that's what he's saying, is saying that, like, because people are kneeling, people aren't ordering pizza.
People aren't watching the game. People aren't watching the games, and it's hurting my business. You know, he comes out with these, like, he did the same thing when Obamacare came out. He's like, I'm gonna have to charge 11 cents more pizza. I can't give my employees health insurance. It's like, oh, fuck you, dude.
Yeah,
you
know, it's
like,
also,
hey, maybe to be less of a billionaire.
Dude. Take out that single pepper.
Yeah. And save then the you money can... on the pepper. The pepper's the only edible thing. Take
that's
that,
true. I like the
pepper.
Oh, I do like the pepper. I do like the pepper.
Can we rate also? I feel like let's get some controversy going. That's always good for the pod. Rating of fast food pizza places, definitely Pizza Hut, New Domino's, Papa John's, Old Domino's. Old Domino's was really bad.
I'm trying to think.
Wait, what are you saying is the best?
Pizza Hut.
Pizza Hut? Pizza Hut's pretty good.
Yeah.
I don't think I eat at any of them enough to like have an opinion.
I feel like it's fast food pizza's weird because they're all, to me, like they're all kind of their own genre. Like, not that I ever want Papa John's, and I don't have access to Pizza Hut really anymore. I mean, there's the one on 14th, like in Manhattan, that I don't know that's anywhere near where I live, I think, but or ever am. But when I want Domino's, it's not that I want pizza. I want
you
Domino's.
You want Domino's.
Yeah. Which I feel like is a different thing.
I hate... Do you ever get shit from New York people? Well, it's like, why don't you walk down to the fucking piece of wood?
Yeah, it's exactly like that.
Fucking bullshit. It's like, because this costs $5.
You know all the people that we know that talk like that?
Yeah.
Like that?
There are people like that.
Get a real slice.
Come on, go to the Carmine's. Yeah.
And look, I mean, I love... New York, the famous slice. I'm a fan of the famous
slice.
But
the famous slice is a different genre of food.
Sometimes you want
Domino's.
The thin crust, like the weird cracker with fucking, like,
dude, I love it
with like jalapenos and pepperoni on it, and it costs like $6.
Right.
Yeah.
And sometimes you want like a sponge with like salty plastic on top.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's great.
Domino's pizza rankings. I think it's a heat for thin crust and pan.
I'm thin crust. Pan is.
I do like the
pan. Is bad because the place. But my
the regular.
Domino's,
we can agree the regular is
my
the worst.
My Domino's cannot fucking crack the pan. They have undercooked it every single time I've ordered it. So
that's unfortunate. It's pretty good.
I never.
Take that, Graham Avenue Domino's.
Whoa. Name and shame.
Yeah.
Jesus.
I don't know. I used to like Papa John's. I used to be okay with it.
Papa John's is forever linked with me, like jump rope for heart. Did you guys have that? It's like a school function.
Wow.
We had
I hadn't thought about that
Pizza
in forever.
Hut.
Jump rope for heart?
That was like a
hell
thing.
Yeah,
that's a thing that happened that was just like out of my mind.
What?
Like
what
forever.
Is jump
I never would have thought
heart?
About it again.
It must have been an East Coast thing. It was a...
I grew up on the East Coast. I don't know what it is.
Jump rope for heart was... I'm not sure exactly how it worked, but
it's like the kind of thing where you'd have like a walk-a-thon, like that kind of idea.
Okay.
It was like that, but
and
it was
you would like it's like a marathon of jumping rope.
Yeah,
and you raise money, so you went around to neighbors.
And
shit.
If you did the right, if you did enough, you got Domino's.
It was,
I don't remember pizza. We didn't have Papa John's near me, definitely not.
It was for some sort of heart disease, and it was like your whole school.
They give you pizza.
That's why I was like, wait a minute.
Well, not for the kids, you know, but you jump rope and then like.
So I'm like, that's a habit for the rest of your life.
But it was also, I think there was like selling shit, and like, it was like, if your homeroom was like the best at jumping rope or whatever, they give you pizza. It was like that selling wrapping paper, the fucking book fairs,
any of that.
Sally Foster.
We just put kids to work, huh?
Yeah.
About.
Yeah, we had to sell candy bars.
I remember there was one. I think it was a book drive or something. We were selling something or subscriptions, it was magazine subscriptions, and if you like, depending on what level you got, you would get like cotton balls with googly eyes. They had different
ones. I remember
that.
Okay. Yeah. I remember
and it's like,
that.
How is this? This is bullshit. I'm like harassing all my
like
family.
It was
and
like
friends.
A raffle or something. Yeah. Like they meant something. You could get like candy or something.
At the time, it was like, this is fun. And it's
it
like,
was
wait
a fucking multi-level marketing scheme, is what it was. Yeah.
Why was this allowed? Like, who got kickbacks from this?
Yeah, one of my friends in like high school got really into Cutco, and it drove a
I
real, real. It was like a big thing. It was like at one point we're just like yelling at them. We're like, just ask our parents for money if you want money. Like that's what you're doing. But yeah, there was and all that. We had reading rodeo too. If you read enough books, you got to ride a pony.
Book It, which is the Pizza Hut one.
Oh, okay.
Do you have that?
We didn't have that one.
If you read a certain number of books, you would get a free personal pan pizza at Pizza Hut. And then your parents had to take you and spend their money on their food at Pizza Hut.
Hell yeah.
It was so good.
We didn't have a Pizza Hut in my town. We had a couple towns over, so that's probably why we didn't
have
it.
Tragic.
We had a Domino's right near my school, and we had a field trip one day to Domino's. It went to the Domino's and they let everybody make and cook their own pizza. We wouldn't let you use the oven, but they let you like
they cooked everyone else's
like
pizza.
You did the toppings and
again,
stuff.
Again, putting children to work.
Yeah. What
and
the
you
fuck?
got paired up You know, it was like not everyone got to make a pizza. It was groups of two on each pizza. And I, if I remember, I got paired with a girl in my class who had a learning disability, like very sweet girl, made a real fucked up pizza, like put the weirdest toppings on there. And then I was just like, you know what? You can have the whole pizza. And
thanks.
Yeah, that was weird.
Which Domino's in D.C.?
The one on Wisconsin, right near Wilson, in Tellytown. Yeah.
Can we talk about Papa John's some more? We're getting really dialed down.
Yeah, got really nostalgic.
Your
childhood labor schemes.
Yeah. Let's talk about different D.C. food chains.
Did you ever have Lido's pizza? The one
hell yeah, Lido's is good as fuck.
All right. If you're in D.C., get Lido's buffalo chicken. I'm jealous if you can eat it.
Yeah, it's that one's good too. That one's square and thin and crispy. We are literally a pizza podcast. Yep. I can talk about it. I'm going to get Domino's when I go home.
I probably am too. I was thinking that.
I'm considering it.
Guys, let's go get a New York slice.
We just fucking marked ourselves. That was it. We
Shelby, pause the pod. We're gonna grab a slice. Yeah. We'll be right back.
Grab a slice of Domino's. Yeah. I'll have one slice. Like we don't. What?
Just walk into a Domino's and look around like you're at an actual.
It's 40 cents.
What you got? What's fresh?
Yeah. Came out of the oven.
Also, it's not like all these places are like really, you know, like true to form New York pizza. Like every place has those fucking stunt slices now. It's like you gotta get real New York pizza, the kind with fucking tortellini all over it and broccoli and also like some chocolate bars. Like that's like it's all weird shit. But anyways, Papa John.
So
John Schlatter, Papa Schlatter.
So Papa John popped off and said he said that, you know, it's killing, you know, it's hurting our business, blah blah blah. And like that was on like I think it was Wednesday.
Yeah.
And then the stock went down a bunch, so he lost like $70 million of his own person, like, you know, just based on how much the stock went down.
Which he like tanked his own stock then, right?
I don't know why.
But he like if he hadn't
he
said
hurt
that.
Himself on paper, right? Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. So and then the
like,
next
things
day,
were
the next,
going fine
the next,
until he
the next
said
day
this.
The earnings report came out and he like way overstated the problem because all surprise guys, all these fucking virtue signaling right wing like dipshits who are saying they're I'm don't the NFL, I'm burning my stuff. They're still watching football. Like, you know, they're just doing it to, like, get favor from their, you know, little in-group. So
there's no boycotts on both sides,
And there's also a lot of people in the U.S. who are unaware of everything and just watch football. And they go, that's weird. What's going on? They just put it's not as big. Anyway,
there's probably it's an even bigger number of people in the U.S. who just like pizza.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's a pretty solid immovable demographic.
So whatever Malcolm Gladwell shit he was trying to pull with like the NFL effect, it's like our plumbing costs are up because everyone flushes the toilet during halftime. You know that shit.
But the other thing is, so there's boycotts on both sides. There's a boycott before the season that I don't know if people are still going through with it because no one was signed Kaepernick. And it's like, yeah, surprisingly enough, Papa John wasn't like, you guys got to sign Kaepernick. Yeah. My sales are dropping.
But so he lost a bunch of money first of all, and then later that week. The guy who runs the Daily Stormer, which is like the white supremacist Nazi website, which I think is on.
By the way, that guy who runs the Daily Stormer is 5'4".
He's
continue.
A man that some would say.
These guys are all specimens of what the white race should be.
How great would that be?
Prime example again.
Pocket size.
It's fine to be short. It's not fine to be racist and short.
Right.
Yeah.
We're not short shaming other than the fact that he, you know, thinks that people should be the Ubermensch.
Exactly.
Yeah, I think that's how it should be. Like, I get the same thing where people like don't make fun of the like physical appearance. Like, I think if you're a bad person, like we should be allowed then. Like, like everyone knows what people look like and they know what they would make fun of if they were mean. And I think if you're a bad person, it should be unlocked and you can just go at it.
Well, that was like everyone was mad because they had those statues of naked Trump, and it was like he's got a little.
You earn everyone not calling out what's fucked up about you by being nice, and then if you're not nice, then you get to get ripped apart.
I got yelled at on Twitter this week because I said conservative pundit Laura Loomer, who she tweeted this thing about how she couldn't get to the press conference because. Her Uber driver, she couldn't find a non-Arab Uber driver.
Non-Muslim.
A non-Muslim
Which she
Uber
was
driver.
Judging based solely on pictures.
Yes.
So. Yeah.
That's the whole Islam is not a race thing. It's like, well, in this case, it effectively was.
Yeah, so. Because they don't put that in your Uber.
Hey, what religion are you? Like, you can't ask me that.
Yeah, they don't text you like when they're deaf. They're like, your driver's Muslim, so...
But people yelled at me because I said she looked like the Wayans brothers in White Chicks.
Yeah, that was funny.
Yeah, she's just like real rubbery looking. Anyway, people were like, I thought you were a feminist. I'm like, Yeah, but not for her. She doesn't count. She's on her own now.
It's fine. Yeah, exactly. She's on. It's the same thing. We'll think about the video of her hitting on the Nazi guy and just like the most embarrassing shit in the world. Yeah. Where she's
oh
like,
my God.
They're all jealous of me because I got big tits and an Ashkenazi IQ.
Oh my God.
And it's just like, it makes you want to crawl in a hole and die. But at the same time, she's a bad person, and I don't care. Yeah. You know, and it's also she's using all the lingo from her own. You know, these people say they're about trad life, and they're actually all like cheating on each other and stuff. And it's like, wow, this is first of all the worst bar hangout I've ever heard in my life. like these people, like they all because they all hang out. They were all at Jack Prilosec's wedding. Like they all this is like they have like a clique. It's the shittiest group of people in the history of the world.
What if you like were just like. That guy's like uncle or something, and you get sat with them
underneath the.
Yeah. Oh well, that would be delightful.
Oh no, we lost all of them.
Yeah,
but I just imagine you get seated at that table at that wedding.
Oh man,
just what a nightmare!
All they're doing is on their phones. They're all periscoping and they're all talking about owning the libs. And you're just like, can we just like when are we getting the entrees? Okay. Are you guys gonna play
Anyways.
Shut Up and Dance or?
Right. Tragedy to find out that Kath is just as bad as Laura Loomer.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm sorry.
Equally,
you guys are
evil.
On the same moral footing.
Yeah. Also, if part of your whole thing is like bragging about genetics, I get to make fun of anything that's fucked up with you.
Right. I think that's really what it comes down to. And Trump is like that too. With like he thinks his family is like everyone in his family is like a horse. Like that you would breed to be fast.
He does talk the way weird. He talks about physical health. Is how you talk about a show dog or a racehorse.
Yeah.
Like, it's all, like, strong, good temperament, like, shiny coat. It's very weird.
He's got that stock. He's going to live to be 100, probably, because, again, we live in hell.
Yeah, he's taking,
but anyway, so how did this get to the point where Papa John
pills of
is...
spirulina and fucking moon rocks.
Well, because they do that. They did it with New Balance, remember? The Nazi guys were like, oh, yeah, because New Balance donated to Trump or some shit. They were like, New Balance
so
is the official
they
shoe.
They rallied
of the
behind Papa John,
they
and
said,
then Papa John was like, please don't.
Yeah, they said, well, like, they said, like, oh, Papa John's one of our guys. You know, he's saying, he's sticking it to these... these kneelers.
Who could have thought the white man that lives in a castle
and
would have bad opinions?
And so they said, like, we should all buy Papa John's to help the business. Like, the NFL is going down because of these guys. And they said, like, Papa John's is the official pizza of the alt-right. And, like, it's really funny because, like, just doing that is not to be like, ugh, come on. Like, you know, we can't control who buys our stuff, but please don't buy our stuff. Like, we don't, you know.
I just like that.
We condemn racism in all its forms. Like, they put out this, like, form statement. Racism in all its forms, which is a calculated one to like also include reverse racism, right?
Sure,
anti-right racism.
Just all these fucking milk white Nazis getting boxes of Papa John's and taking out the pepper because it's too spicy. It's too spicy for me.
I just really want to join a political movement that has an official pizza.
Yeah,
like that's incredible to me.
Well, I think Pizza Hut like had some like. Comment about them or some, or DiGiorno or somebody.
You know, Pizza
I saw DiGiorno getting in their mentions.
Yeah. DiGiorno, fuck off. Like, I hate DiGiorno, but Pizza Hut just straight up there. Like, Papa John's like, we're losing money. And Pizza's like, we're not. And that was it. Like, it's the best, just simple shutdown of like,
sorry.
Oh, we're not.
Hey,
anyways.
Maybe your pizza sucks, bitch.
Yeah. Hey, sorry. Maybe you suck. What?
Maybe
I don't know.
Buying our
go.
Pizza.
Yeah, DiGiorno's is all
it is up. Like, it is very surreal. Can you imagine, like, being.
It's.
A PR person, like, you know, you graduated from school a few years ago, and now you have to write press releases disavowing Nazis.
Or having to disavow the Skittles. Like,
that was great.
Syrian refugee thing.
Yeah, that was
like,
awesome.
Look, let's just get this out of the way here. Skittles, the candy, does not have an opinion about the refugee crisis.
You spill a bag of Skittles, and
candy.
It's like, get them out. It just like lands on the table.
No.
Hey, yeah. Hey guys, we're just going to keep making candy and just leave us out of it. Thanks.
Yeah.
Have you
heard my DiGiorno rant?
It's
not entertaining.
All caps.
So,
the DiGiorno rant.
The DiGiorno rant.
You have one.
This is the bonus track
okay,
on Eli's
so
album.
The advertising of DiGiorno is all fucked up because their slogan is the fucking worst thing in the not the worst thing in the world, but like it's not
no,
delivery,
it's
DiGiorno.
Because
the when they started advertising, they started using it's not delivery, it's DiGiorno, the like. Lead there was someone eating pizza and thinking it was delivery and going, oh, this is good delivery. And they go, oh, it's not delivery. It's DiGiorno. And then it somehow fucking mutated and became like now they have commercials where they have people that are saying, oh, I'm pumped that it's DiGiorno because DiGiorno is better than delivery. Like someone's like, oh, we're getting pizza. And someone's like, it's not delivery. It's DiGiorno. They're like, well, now I'm excited. And it's all fucked up. Anyways, take that DiGiorno.
Yeah, but that follows like the... That's like a
that makes sense.
That's an ad campaign that tracks like the real world acceptance of DiGiorno.
But yeah, no, the ad campaigns are now
a scrappy underdog at one point.
It responds to the normalization of DiGiorno.
Do not normalize this.
DiGiorno is like now they have these like infomercial level. They're
this
trying
is not
to
normal.
They're trying to like advertise problems that people have with delivery pizza that no one has. It's like they have one where it's like, don't you hate it when the delivery guy like. It's like him throwing the pizza in the trunk of the car and they get the pizza and it's all like fucked up as if your pizza getting fucked up is a huge deterrent to people that they don't trust a delivery driver.
I better
like,
cook my own pizza yeah. instead.
It's order, no, still, order delivery.
I'm going to roll the dice on this.
I don't know. What if they break my pizza on the way here?
I hate
play
when a delivery guy
DiGiorno.
Comes to my house and fucks me and then gives me the pizza.
Yeah.
I'm so tired of it.
Because the pizza's got that yeah. hole in it in the middle.
I'm not ordering
a
box.
Yeah. I'm so tired of getting my pizza with a hole in it where the pizza guy's dick is. I'm exhausted. Sometimes I just want a pizza.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's I only DiGiorno because I'm too scared that the delivery man is going to come to my house and drop the hot pizza cheese side down on my son's head and burn him. So I
give your kid the hell Homer treatment.
So,
that's
yeah.
a joke that's
DiGiorno,
only for me.
DiGiorno, keep your kids safe. What are we? What was I totally lost?
You just got really mad about DiGiorno. Oh well, DiGiorno.
And then you said, "Have you guys heard my DiGiorno rant?"
Yeah, the famous rant.
And then did it.
Well, the DiGiorno thing is interesting because it's like any kind of ad campaign where the company is not boasting. They're like starting. They know, like we know, we're not really, but surprise, we're almost as good. Like
we're almost as good.
Like Hyundai was doing
that
for a while.
Thing.
I remember, and it's like, well, people used to laugh when I said I had a Hyundai. It's like, why would you acknowledge that in the ad? Like, what are you doing?
Yeah, the ones that are like, I would not have thought that's a Mazda.
Right.
Yeah. There's
car
a,
looks
there's
like,
Kia
well,
ads like that now where they're like, wait, this is a Kia?
This car doesn't look like shit.
Yeah. Enjoying your drive.
Wow.
What if I told you this car was super shitty? What if I told you everyone thinks you're dumb?
Yeah. Wow. I don't think I get laughed out of the school parking lot with this.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, it's, anyway, DiGiorno, Eli is against it.
Yeah.
Officially coming out, official stance. Yeah. I'm undecided. You know, I'm a centrist.
Yeah, I'm
clap,
undecided.
Clap back at us with your fun social account. I'm so sick of like fun.
Please don't unfollow me, DiGiorno. Thank you.
Yeah.
That's a prestige follow.
Send me some free pizzas. My address is the fucking garbage. Get out of here.
My address is 123
Send
them
to the
street.
Dump. Where they belong.
You live at the. You're at my address. My first of all, you're saying that your address is the dump.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a cell phone on yourself.
But I don't
live
really
in a trash can. Put it in there.
Send them to my dump, bitch. Where I live with my crabs and rats.
Crabs at the dump.
Yeah,
that famous thing we all know. All right,
it's a fucking Maryland dump. Get out of me. Get out of my mentions, man. It's been going on for a long time. It's
And this week's number one reason to say what a time to be alive.
Okay.
Moon time. What a time to be alive.
This is.
Oh, I forgot what this one is. It's funny now.
This. Number one this week is very.
This
near
is definitely
dear.
The most important issue facing.
Stop fucking interrupting me, guys! Jesus Christ, this is about how you guys get to fucking talk more than me. That's what this is about.
This is true.
Yeah.
So the number one this week is that everybody, Eli and Patty, both have 280 characters on Twitter, and I fucking don't, and I'm so mad. I have still have 140. Everyone else has 280.
Shelby does too.
Shelby, our producer Shelby,
has
280. Our podcast account,
which is a month old, has
280. Yeah.
Which means we can't let you tweet on the podcast account anymore.
At what a time pod.
I just feel like this is about women being silenced. Like, what else could it be?
That would be insane. What if you just found
no
Twitter
women?
Gave all men 280 characters? That was what it was.
That would like I would kind of just respect that for its like troll move.
Yeah,
like,
I also love how bad this got flipped on you because we talked about it before coming in because we saw.
Oh,
that
you
Patty
immediately you are spineless.
Yeah.
Guy.
Well, yeah, because you know I'm I have 280,
Eli
so
feels like a big boy. Now.
But we
he
were
just
the
found
point
out.
Was going to be that Patty got 280 and nobody else had it, and we were just going to rag on him and just roast him to a crisp. And then I checked when I got to the studio and I'd been given 280. So now it's all about Kath and how Twitter hates her.
Well, I feel like 280 is it's gauche, honestly. It's in poor taste.
There's not a whole lot that you have to say that needs
gauche?
To be that long.
Yeah, it's gauche. It's like the analogy I made, which I think is from an old Carlin bit, but I'm just going to steal it to talk about Twitter, is that using all 280 characters is like putting your airplane seat back all the way. Like, you can do it, but if you do it, everyone is disgusted by you.
Right. Well, yeah. I think you know, when they announced it, they had like a big blog post, and they were saying, you know, well, as it stands,
which I didn't read because it was more than 140 characters.
There we go.
Yeah.
Unacceptable.
But
the real problem lately has been not enough people, not enough talking.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's really the issue.
Yeah. They should get rid of characters. You can take it, like, have it. No more 140. Just give us...
Give everyone zero.
70 characters.
Only
emojis. You know they should give zero? The dang Cheeto in Chief.
Hey!
That guy.
The freaking carrot in the White House.
Had enough of this guy.
You know what? If the White House is garden, you need to pull that carrot out of there. That's what I believe.
The carrot in the Rose Garden.
Goddamn.
This is really hanging together.
The carrot and the rose garden.
This analogy is really hanging together.
It's like what, like a very liberal dad who's also like an adjunct professor of poetry would call him, like the carrot and the rose garden.
Yeah. I bet like some of these people, like you could probably get a pretty cohesive generative list of Trump names by just listing every orange food.
Yeah.
And then like every presidential title, and then just randomly combining them, and then yeah. You have 96,000 followers.
Yeah,
Cheetolini.
You know that classic portmanteau. You know, well, instead of Musso, it's Cheeto. It's yeah. Like, yeah, that makes sense. Good one.
Yeah, sure.
Great.
Nice Commander job. In Cheeto.
Way to cram that square peg into that round
got
hole.
Got him.
Yeah. You know what I got? When he gets mad, I go, "Ooh, this Cheeto's flaming hot."
Yeah,
that's what I say.
I like that.
Yeah.
Hot Cheetos.
These are all things you can say with your 280 fucking characters.
Yeah, you really have to, it's like, you can just go. Like, I only did one, which was just the Belvedere thing, which I always post. I just posted it twice because I can fit it twice.
Mr. Belvedere sitting on his own balls?
Yeah.
I'm just going to tag Kath a bunch of times.
Yeah.
Just 280 characters of tagging me.
Yeah. But I mean, like, even that, doing that twice and then some, I still had extra characters left, so... It really is just going to be something that's. They said in the thing in their like sample test of like whatever sample size they used, because they gave it to like random. It was clearly random because it went to like Nazis and whoever and random people and. But
well,
anyway.
Yeah, because
a
we know from Twitter
on
history,
Twitter, yeah, a blemish on Twitter's clean record with yeah. Nazis.
No, but it's like, don't give them extra features, right? I mean, it seems a little bit over there.
Yeah, but they clearly like.
Well, they have a little mole in the system.
A little Nazi
they have,
problem.
They have some Demore type guys in there.
Yeah,
like we think we've said on here, but He the blog post said 1% of tweets used all 280. So like it's very infrequently used. Now what it's going to lead to is the citizen journalist dipshits, the guys who do all the threads. They're just going to have either threads that are as long but more verbose within each post, or just shorter threads because they can get everything they need to say out because you don't have to do it'll be 32 instead of 1 of 64. You know, I guess
now they can just fully like plagiarize articles instead of just linking to them and pretending what is gonna happen. Like,
no, the best ones are the ones they don't even link. They just write breaking and they just summarize the article and it's as if they reported it. It's like, hang on. Why should anyone believe anything you're saying? Well, they believe me because I'd say I'm a journalist.
What's going to happen? Like,
the thing specifically of that Seth Abramson guy or whatever.
Yeah, well, that like him, but he at least like has... I'm like, what? When this is over,
he's
like
just a guy.
Whenever that... It's like, what is Kyle Griffin's Twitter account going to be when it's not just literally retweeting at CNN all day?
He works like, in news. He can just
does he?
Yeah.
He's like just a like,
news producer.
But it's literally just tweeting out AP stories all day. Yeah. Just follow the AP and you get...
Well,
I
will say
he also looks like Mateo Lane, and
he does
confuses
look Mateo
me.
Lane. He beat that other guy though, that guy Brad Jaffe, because there were two of them. Remember, there was like a news story about the two of them.
Just one,
and the other guy
thrown.
Just went away.
Yeah,
and there was.
I have no idea
battle.
Who any of these people are.
These are like the guys who do the quote tweet of news stories and just do like the down arrow, like
hand. Yeah.
They seem to
check this out.
Seem to treat themselves as like pundits while being basically a human RSS feed, a less efficient RSS feed.
Yeah, that's what everyone thinks of themselves as now. Everyone has decided that they're taking up the mantle of, you know, the fourth estate, basically. And
Well, it's going to be extra fucking hard for me because I don't have as many characters.
Yeah, so you're
going
to have to keep it to
me.
I'm
going
to
talk about this. They just take away like half of mine.
Everyone your account gets 280.
Yeah, they don't suspend me. They just cut it in half. I just get 70. I like.
It's weird to think like if it had been 280 when it started. I mean, it couldn't because of text messaging. But let's just assume that people could write that much shit all at once. There's zero chance this would have taken off.
Oh, fuck no.
Yeah, it's all.
I don't think I've even read a 280 character tweet all the way through. Yeah. I'm like, nope, this is not interesting.
So it's like, okay, now we get to write paragraphs instead of sentences.
Yeah.
And it's not clear who asked for this, really. It's not clear who they think their core audience is. Like, they don't seem to really have it, you know. But all these tech companies, they do this where they like, okay, now for the next phase of our, you know, because Snapchat is going to do this, apparently. They're going to do like a news feed. So they're gonna make it better for olds to use, like
no.
me, who don't understand how it works and don't really ever use it. But I'm never gonna use it anyway. All they're gonna do is piss off the fucking, like, you know, teens who are just like whipping around doing whatever they do and make everything, you know, I don't understand.
I don't think our problem is that we don't have enough quasi reliable places to get news.
Twitter,
I don't think that's the issue.
The other thing is like Twitter, there's so many other problems that this is like Twitter's becoming the equivalent of like that kid in your high school that had like a Kia with like a $400 sound system and subwoofers and like rims.
Steve Purcell, shout out. Steve Purcell had a beautiful spoiler on his Kia. Just gorgeous.
Yeah, you gotta make sure to keep that Kia on the ground when you're going down the highway. You need the spoiler for the downward pressure.
We're gonna be costing ourselves the Kia account on the sponsorship here.
Yeah,
Kia
sorry
fashion.
Guys. DiGiorno, Kia, fucking line them up. I'm shooting them down. The shooting gallery over here.
This guy's the real George Carlin over here.
Yeah, that's what everyone calls
me. He's like Bill Hicks.
Yeah. Oh, man,
he's
I love...
corporate fat cats.
Yeah.
Dennis Leary.
Yeah, I'm mad at open mics because Bill Hicks is good. That's what it is. Just those guys that are like, I should be... It's look, you got to think about Hicks. What would Hicks think now at this? Anyways, my bit's about how my wife is a bitch. Yeah. And I'm going to divorce her in 3 weeks, and then it's going to be about that.
Please don't give away my
cool
act
and
for
fun.
Free. Thank you.
Yeah, cool people.
The important thing is that here that Kath has been slighted by a popular social media service. And,
yeah,
I think this is patriarchy. I really do.
Yeah,
I really, really do.
It's silencing of women. It's just standard operating procedure. For
ladies, at me if you have 280. I'll read your 280 tweets all day long. Yeah.
You still get paid by Twitter though, right? Like we do.
Oh yeah, of course.
Yeah. Okay. Good.
When you get verified.
Yeah.
Start getting the checks.
Yeah.
Those fave checks.
$1 for every follower.
Can you imagine?
Oh.
What a...
I love how indignant people get when, like, you do any sort of self-promotion or anything.
Yeah.
And you're like, just been, like, doing stuff for free forever. And then you're like, hey, I'm pretty proud of this thing I'm working on. Like, you fucking... Like, they get so mad.
Like, what the freak?
Tell me a joke.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, fuck that website.
Yeah,
that's
we got
number one this week.
We'll all be resigning in protest.
Yeah, we're all definitely going to quit Twitter.
We're definitely not going to use it ever again.
But Kath, you go first, and then we'll definitely be right behind you.
Oh, you guys will quit in solidarity with me?
Oh, totally.
Oh my god.
Yeah, let's all delete our accounts on three, guys.
We'll just tell we'll just tell you that we deleted them, and then since you won't have an account, you won't be able to check and confirm. That's the big scam.
Yeah, but we definitely did it.
Totally.
I'll trust you guys. It'll be fine.
Well, I think that does it for us. We managed to turn a roast of me into a roast of Kath, kind of, which is pretty good. I'm pretty happy about that.
Found out that I live in a dump.
Yeah, he lives in the trash.
With crabs?
Yeah.
With those classic trash crabs.
Yeah, the Maryland dumps, you know.
Do they really have crabs?
Do what?
Do they really have crabs walking around?
Now I win. Now I completely win. Yeah, the streets are paved with gold and crabs down in Maryland.
I mean,
if somebody ate crabs, they'd throw out the crab shells.
Mm. Oh, so it's like the trash in like a Heathcliff cartoon.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, it's a like full fish skeleton.
Heathcliff is the best. It makes no sense. It's one of those things where it's like, because the creator clearly does think it's like funny somehow, it's bad. But if it was just like a pure Dadaist, like, he just like wears football helmets with the emotions he's feeling on them.
Yeah.
Like, just puts on a football helmet that says like ham, and the caption's like, well, he does like it. It's the best. It's my favorite comic.
So, no on DiGiorno, yes on
Heathcliff.
Anti-Kia, pro-Heathcliff. That's the official stance.
Yeah.
There's going to be a lot of chatter about this in the coming week, for sure. We're ready to take on all comers. If you have any opinions about that, please add us on, Twitter. It's at What A Time Pod.
Instagram. Also, if you see any like stories you think we should talk about,
yeah, you can either send it there or send it to the email address, which is whatatimepodcast@gmail.com. And, yeah. You know,
send us whatever you want.
Yeah. So, well, yeah, I don't know.
Almost anything.
Yeah, that's a risky thing to throw out on the internet.
Send us some hentai. Yeah. Shoot it over.
Yeah.
Send us the Bud Dwyer video. You know, whatever. That's
send
fine.
Some dicks. I don't check that account.
Now the own has been reversed onto me. Fair enough. Yeah, so I don't know. We're us. I'm Pat. I'm Patty Moe on stuff. Eli. Eli
that's
Uden.
My name.
And Chili's Restaurants on Instagram.
Yep, still holding on to that.
Kath is Kath Barbadoro.
So I can flip it for the big bucks.
On both. And I don't know. Hey, Eli and I run a stand-up show Friday at 8:30 every Friday. Yeah. It's at Karma Lounge, 3rd Street, 1st Avenue, Manhattan.
Yeah, it's a bar that you can smoke inside, and it makes your clothes smell bad.
Yeah,
come
maybe come check out. Or not, whatever. Please do. Kath, got anything?
I don't have anything super upcoming, but I'm very excited. I'm going to go to Philly and do a bunch of shows the first weekend of December. So if you're listening in Philly, come hang out with me. I will give you more details as that approaches.
Fun. All right, guys. Well,
I do this podcast. You can check out this podcast.
Please check out this podcast. Yeah. Oh, check out my other podcast, too. I have another one. It's called Lie, Cheat, and Steal. Comes out on Tuesdays. It's a good one.
Check out this one. If you had to pick one, though, check out this one.
Yeah, yeah. And it's rate like and review.
It's like a 1A and 1B thing, I think.
Yeah.
With that. Yeah, please rate and review.
Write
whatever you want, as long as you give us 5 stars. Maybe not anything you want, but, you know, hey, the main thing is the
Again,
5 stars.
Sound off in the comments, as long as they're positive.
All right, this has been the longest dismount.
Yeah, this is the thing we've got to work on. It's always...
Moon Pie. What a time to be alive.
Right, bye, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.